FBI, Ohio man accused of threatening to kill random ICE agents and President Trump. By Amy Furr on February 5, 2026. A man was arrested Wednesday in Trumbull County, Ohio, for allegedly posting online threats against President Donald Trump and other officials. The suspect, Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, agents took into custody was identified as 47-year-old Charles Bronson Ingram, WFMJ reported Thursday. The man is accused of posting the threats on YouTube along with a profile picture of Trump being shot in the head. Ingram, who does not have a criminal record, reportedly admitted to officers he posted the messages online. He is also accused of threatening to kill U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers. Those officials have faced an 8,000% increase in death threats against themselves and their families as leftists protest and riot against lawful immigration enforcement across the nation. Federal officials say Ingram posted dozens of violent comments over several weeks. In one message from January 14, he allegedly wrote, "Get a gun, find good location up high. Kill a random ICE agent. Anytime, anywhere, and all the time," the WMFJ article stated. While investigators surveilled his house prior to arresting him, a task force officer reported seeing an upside-down American flag hanging on a building on the property. The officer said the flag had been spray-painted with the words, "Kill them all." Next to it was a sign with the message "FK Trump," the outlet continued. Ingram is also accused of encouraging people to kill wealthy people, judges, police officers, and CEOs. The suspect is facing a federal charge of making illegal threats via interstate communications and is being held in federal custody. During his campaign in 2024, President Trump survived two assassination attempts. 59-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh was sentenced Wednesday to life plus 84 months in prison for trying to kill Trump in Florida, the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Public Affairs announced. The office then detailed the assassination attempt. According to evidence presented at trial, then U.S. Secret Service Special Agent Robert Furcano was patrolling one hole ahead of President Trump at the Trump International Golf Club when he observed Routh pointing what appeared to be an AK-47-style rifle at him from a sniper's hide concealed in a fence line bordering the golf course. Fearing for his life and the life of President Trump, Special Agent Furcano fired at Routh, who fled the scene. Law enforcement officers later recovered a Norinco SKS rifle equipped with a scope, a loaded magazine containing 19 rounds of ammunition and one round in the chamber, steel armor plates, and a camera affixed to the fence and pointing at the sixth green of the golf course where President Trump was about to play golf. FBI Director Kash Patel said Wednesday, "Thanks to the work of the FBI and our Justice Department partners, he will pay a high price for his actions." The first assassination attempt on the president in 2024 happened during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, when Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire on July 13, for Breitbart News. U.S. Secret Service officers shot Crooks dead at the scene. A bullet pierced Trump's ear during the incident, the outlet noted. Corey Comprator, a husband, father, and Pennsylvania firefighter, was killed as he was trying to shield his wife and daughter after Crooks opened fire. Two other men, James Kofenhaver, 74, and David Dutch, 57, were also injured as a result of the assassination attempt on Trump, the report said.